Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Katie Neal. Welcome back to the Katie and Company podcast. This week on the show, we got to have the wonderful Sam Hunt back again. And Sam's just always such a doll, for lack of a better term. He's always in a great mood. He's always so soft-spoken. He's always so laid back. Always enjoy getting to talk with him. We were talking this week because Sam has another song headed to the top of the charts, his song Outskirts. So we talked a lot about that. We talked about his next full project. We talked about whether or not fatherhood is coming through in a lot of the new music he's been working on. We also talked about his latest EP, Locked Up, that he just dropped, featuring a new fun music video. And we talked a lot about fatherhood and bringing his kids out on the road with him and what it's like having babies on the bus. So without further ado, here is my conversation with Sam Hunt.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
We've been getting outside and enjoying the spring weather we've been having.
Yeah, these last few days have been amazing. So yeah, we've been outside enjoying the weather, hoping it lasts. But you know, this time of year, you never know.
You literally never know. Let's talk about this song, Outskirts, cruising up the chart right now. Talk to me about the day that you guys wrote this song.
Yeah, this is one, it's been a while since we wrote this song, but we were on a retreat north of Nashville and wrote a handful of songs. I think it's the same retreat that I wrote Kinfolks on, but ended up finishing Kinfolks and putting it out a lot sooner than Outskirts. But it hung around, and I think I was missing a second verse on it, and finally got around to finishing that second verse and put it out last spring.
So you've been sitting on that one a while then.
Yeah, now that I think about it, it has been a while. And yeah, and even since we put it out, it's been kind of a slow burn, but I don't know, in the last 6 weeks, it's caught some steam and is doing well right now. So we're excited about that.
That's awesome. I was going to say, how's it been watching it at live shows, like kind of like take off in popularity?
It's been cool to see. You can usually correlate the response with how well it's doing at radio, but luckily we have our core fan base who are tuned in to a lot of the songs that I'm putting out. Regardless of how well they're doing at radio, a lot of those folks will carry the torch at the live show. So that helps.
For sure. I feel like with this song and then like some of the other stuff that you've put out recently, like nostalgia, I feel like is still kind of the key theme that I keep hearing. Like, is that like a lot of the other stuff that you've been working on too?
I think this chapter, there was a lot of nostalgia, which I say this chapter meaning like 23 all the way up to this EP that I'm putting out with Locked Up, Outskirts. And, well, Outskirts has been out, but Country House and Last Hurrah. So yeah, nostalgia has been a big theme on this record. Going forward, the stuff that I'm just starting to work on in this next chapter, I don't think we'll lean on that quite as much, but that's just a different, you know, being in a different state of mind, a different stage of life.
So we're going to talk about the EP, but wait, tell me, so you're back in the studio, like working on the full project too right now?
No, I sort of look at this project, the full project being all the songs that I've put out for the last like 2.5 years plus this EP. And I look at that, it's probably 10 songs, I think, if you added them up. So it's about an album's worth of songs. The next chapter, I've started to write for the next chapter, and we'll see where that goes or how that goes. But when those songs are finished, they'll feel like their own project. But all these songs will be from the same era.
For sure. We're talking about how, like, you know, some of these songs are a little bit older. Do you feel like this new stuff that you're working on relates a lot to fatherhood? Like, has any of that started to, like, bleed into the songwriting too?
Maybe. I haven't gotten that far down the road.
You can say no. Nobody.
I'm intimidated to write about my family and fatherhood, but they lean a little more towards conservatism. You know, I've always been more geared towards progress and pushing the boundaries. I think the next project, at least from an idea perspective, will be more about roots and foundation and conservative, more traditional values. The bedrock of, you know, the way I hope to raise my family. And so those themes will be there, even if my songs don't sound like what you would call dad songs. They will be written from a dad's heart, I think.
Yeah, no, totally. So let's talk about the EP that's coming out, the Locked Up EP. There's two songs on here that we haven't heard yet, Country House and Last Hurrah. Tell me about those two.
Those round out the album. So I've had about 10 songs, maybe 12 songs for the past 2 or 3 years. And they've been written for a while, and it's just been a matter of getting in the studio and getting them recorded and singing on them and getting them out. And these were the last of the batch for that album. But they're two that I'm excited about. Country House is, you know, I learned a lot from putting out songs like House Party and Body Like a Back Road and even like Hard to Forget. And there's a section of our audience, and I see them coming out to a lot of the shows here in the last couple of years, that come out, their families, you know, some of them are parents bringing their kids. They want to hear songs that and sing along with songs that are lighthearted and easy to follow and fun and make them feel good. And so Country House fits that vein. And then Last Two Rise, a little more, I don't know, poignant maybe, a little more, not edgy, but a little more moody. And I'm a sucker for those songs and those themes and those vibes. So that was sort of those two songs reflect both sides of the coin for me as far as the types of songs I like to be a part of. That song, yeah. I didn't write Last Two Rye. That was a song. That's the first time I put out a song that I didn't write, but some of my collaborators.
You don't usually do that.
Yeah, that's the first time I've done that, but I connected with that song a while back, and it sounds a lot like the rest of the album, so it fit right in.
I was going to say, like, I missed that on the writing credits, but I feel like, yeah, I would have easily thought that that was something that you had written. It sounds so much like you. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then you've got the latest release right now, Locked Up. Talk to me about this song. Was there any part of you, like, when you were writing this, did you write it with the intention of releasing it? Or was there any part of you that was like, I don't know if I want to open up this can of worms and have to talk about this?
Yeah, well, I figured people would connect the dots. I wrote that title in my phone and just wanted to write a song called Locked Up. I didn't know. Sometimes when you put a title in your phone, you end up writing a song that is not obvious as far as the direction it takes or the life it takes. So I wasn't trying to draw on real life experiences, although I have had my run-ins with the law in my lifetime. So I'm at a point to zoom out in the lyric. And you know, I have another song from way back, Cop Car, that was about run-ins with the law. And it was a story.
Which, done well for you.
right. Which is descriptive, and it told the story to the detail of what happened. This one was more, I wanted it to feel more like messing up, but having your significant other go through it with you and stand by your side. And so it's more symbolic, I guess, than a story about specifically getting locked up. But you're right. Because of my history, there are dots that can be connected there.
Well, that's why I wasn't sure. Like you said, like you're zooming out on this, but I'm sure like it's still probably like, you know, brings up stuff. You're like, I don't really want to get into that.
Well, I don't mind. That's a part of my story. And that is one of the reasons I connected with the idea in the first place. So it makes sense.
For sure. Talk about the music video, because I thought that like turned out so cool.
Yeah, we decided to do a Johnny Cash nod, Folsom Prison, nod to Folsom Prison, and found an old prison east of town a couple hours. It really reminded me of the Folsom Prison vibe. And got some guys from the town to come out, and I think it was maybe a couple hundred guys come out and dress up as inmates, and we shot it to look like the Johnny Cash Folsom Prison concert. And I was a little reluctant because I didn't want to come across like I was trying to cash in on any of the Johnny Cash mojo, but it was, I felt like it was fitting, and getting dressed up and sort of nodding to an artist who is such a big part of the foundation that we're all standing on as country artists, I thought it would be cool at the end of the day, so we decided to do it. And luckily Hannah agreed to be in the video for little parts of it with me. So
did you have to convince her to do that?
Yeah, she reluctantly agreed to be in it, but I'm glad she did. She made it feel complete. So
she did. And she looked beautiful. And I just thought, like, the aesthetics of everything, like, it was so well done. Like, you always have great music videos, but I really did enjoy watching that one.
Yeah. And we had fun doing it. We had a whole day, brought the kids out there and all the band, had a real good time.
Oh, that's fun. And then speaking of the band, you are headed out on the Locked Up Tour this summer. Russell Dickerson, George Burge, Dalton Dover on some dates. What are you most excited about for this next round of shows?
Touring in the summer is always fun. I didn't plan on touring this year. I planned on getting back to writing and working, but we had such a great turnout last summer. You know, you travel to parts of the country that you haven't been in a while. And in the back of my mind, I think, you know, it's been a while since I put out music, or I haven't been here in a while. Are folks interested in coming out? And they showed up with so much enthusiasm last year. It was really encouraging, and it made me want to tour this year and keep it going. So I'm excited to get back out there and see some of the folks that we didn't get to see last summer because we had limited dates. And I see people comment sometimes on my Instagram about coming back. You know, they saw us maybe 7, 8, 9 years ago and have looked forward to us coming back. So I'm happy to go reconnect with a lot of those people that have been a big part of our success over the years.
Yeah, of course. And then what does show day look like for you? Is it usually different every day, or do you have like a pretty strict schedule that you follow, any pre-show rituals, stuff like that?
Yeah, I've gotten to where, because early on, I didn't get out and experience a lot of the places that we'd visit. I get up early now and go find a really good breakfast place. And a lot of the guys will go from the band, will go with me, or my kids, Hannah, they're traveling with me. So we try to smell the roses, get out, we've been going to aquariums and museums and things that I wouldn't have done years ago, but I'm making a point to do now. And it makes a big difference. It makes the trip feel like a vacation and a big, exciting road trip that where I just work for a couple hours at night and I get to be on this road trip with my family and some of my best friends in the world. So it's the best of both worlds.
That's fun. How's the transition been of, like, you know, going from like a bus full of bandmates to now having babies on the bus?
It's been interesting, but we doctored the bus up and got it baby proofed it and got some little cribs for them, and waking up to babies, although I'm getting up earlier than I otherwise would. We have some late nights out there. We don't go on a lot of times till 9:30, 10 o'clock. But I love every bit of it. It's great. It's a lot better than missing out, you know, with them being back home.
No, of course. Yeah, I think it's probably like as hard of a transition as it is to pack up babies and take them on the bus. Like, it really, like, you'd be just tugging at your heartstrings if you weren't there.
Yeah, 100%. And it makes, like I said, all those experience, going to the museums and the aquariums and out to breakfast, and those would be fun if I went with, by myself or with a couple of guys from the band, but having the kids with me makes a big difference. It makes it a lot more fun.
Yeah, for sure. And then I think even since the last time I saw you, you've gone from one kid to two kids. How has that been?
It's been great. It's luckily the little one has been sleeping, so it has made it easier on us. He's starting to grow, and in the meantime, what we call our little girl Wheezy, I have more time. Feel like I spend more time with her now because she was sort of connected to her mom's hip for, the first year and a half. And now mom's got her plate full with the new baby. So she and I, Wheezy and I, get to spend a lot of time together, which I really enjoy.
Oh, I love that you're calling her Wheezy. That's so sweet. And then Lowry Lee, this is both of you guys' middle names, right?
Yeah, Lowry's my middle name. Lee is Hannah's middle name. And Lowry was my granddad's brother. But family names. Yeah, we've gone with family names so far. I didn't like my middle name as a kid, Lowry, but as I've gotten older, I appreciate it more, especially because it's a family name. And I don't know, your roots and ancestry as you get older start to become more and more important to you. And preserving that has been important.
I think every kid, like, especially our age, like, you have a greater appreciation if you have a family middle name. Like, my middle name is Jean, and in grade school, I was like, oh, I hate this so much. I was going to say with Lowry.
I know. You don't want to stand out too much as a kid, but as you get older, those unique little things, you value them more.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Sam, listen, congratulations on Outskirts doing so well. Congratulations on the EP coming out. It's great to see you. As always, thank you so much for the time today.
I appreciate it. Good to see you. Good to talk to you. Right.
Thanks, Sam. Take care.
Right. See you. You too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.